GOB79, Birding 101. How enamoured are you of today's birding scene? Do you relish the technological advantages today's birders have, or miss the old editing about mate days? Like the famous curate's egg, birding today is good in part, but not everything has got better. Yes, I know, I'm an ageing curmudgeon, pining for the blue remembered hills of yesterday's bird watching, but I'm also a bit of a techno-bitch, slavering to stay apace with ever-changing upgrades and envelope-bursting progress. There are plenty of changes I can enthuse about, but some things get my goat so bad I want to assign them to the fabled Room 101. Here are my three candidates. Birding jargon. I spent the morning watching Viz Mig, but it was mostly Mippets, and by the time I got a call for PG tips, a spork had it, so I dipped on another stonker. This is an example of deliberately esoteric language to eliminate communication with ordinary mortals. Does it really tax these poor souls to say visible migration, or is all their energy saved a necessary boost to their twitching? Meadow pipits and sparrowhawks may be common, but contracting their name to a single brief word hardly makes them more or less exciting. As for the truncated palace's grasshopper warbler, turning it into a commercial cuppa makes no sense to me at all. These guys' notebooks must be harder to read as Peeps's diary. Stonker's another word that irritates me no end, because it's not a measure of loveliness but of rarity. I've twitched with the best of them, but nothing led me to spend hour upon hour watching one LBJ simply because it had a bad sense of direction or got caught out in a storm. I appreciate the cryptic splendour of a common pipit or wren, no more or less than a rare one. Rarity does not render anything more beautiful, and a tick is a tick whether you take 10 minutes or 10 hours to watch it. An adult rose-coloured starling or a lesser grey shrike are stonking birds. Olive-backed pipits and juvenile rose-coloured starlings are great ticks, but miss world they ain't. Competitiveness. I'm a lister, keeping year, county and country lists, but really do not see this as any sort of competition with anyone other than me. There's nothing on earth that will convince my oldest birding buddy that he and I are not competing. This might of course be due to the fact that his UK and world life lists are far longer than mine, but really, I really don't mind. What I hate most is that some birders feel triumphant when their friends miss out. I mourn other people's tips. Sit alone watching the funniest movie ever made, Bridesmaids, and you will smile a lot. Watch it with friends and you'll be all crying with laughter. Birding, like laughter, is best shared. The Fieldcraft Void. Because of the sport of twitching, lots of new birders have no experience of how the environment works. No grounding on common birds or other fauna and flora, and often no understanding of how to view wildlife with little impact on its well-being. Their ID skills may be well-developed, but they have no clue about what impact they have on avian life, let alone the livelihood of landowners and our wider conservation concerns. If all you want to do is get sight of a new bird with no care for others, the bird itself or the habitat it's appeared in, then you need not bother to learn to tread quietly, respect others, and put the welfare of wildlife above all else. I'm not attacking twitching here, but some of the mindlessness that spoils too many twitches. With luck, twitches become birders, become conservationists. But until they do, I'm for isolating them in cell number 101.